Hello and good morning. You're now listening to KQER.
All queer, all the time.
With David and Nick in the morning.
Woohoo! It's Memorial Day weekend. What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to fuck an entire warehouse full of oiled strippers.
That's fabulous.
What about you, David?
I'm getting ready to go to a New Jersey wedding where hopefully I will fall ass backwards into a broom closet of closeted New Jersey Guidos.
Delicious.
All right.
Well, I think I have about 3 points on a scale of 10, 3 points more energy than I usually have.
Wow.
Because I know that we're leaving work at 2.
At 2. I notice you're wearing jeans today. That's
very atypical. Because I'm about to shit myself with excitement. That's why.
And I practically am about to shit myself with excitement as well.
Yeah.
Because last night I met a very cute boy.
Yeah. And he was, I think he was an elf. he's the cutest elf ever. He was like 5'1", maybe.
Very cute elf.
I can't judge heights below 6'3". Yeah.
I think it's because you're freakishly tall. But, yeah. You know, we had a good time. I was walking down the street to meet you, and we, you know, kind of passed each other in the night, and just, you know, eyes locked, very, you know, what's the word?
Sensual?
Sensual, yeah, sensual street encounter. If it were to be
SSE.
If it were to be a lesbian misconnection, what do you think it would read? On Craigslist.
Hello, I saw you at the farmer's market. You were picking out the vegan tempeh.
And I was picking out vegan Brussels sprouts.
And they're already vegan, so. My current life partner was picking out broccoli florets out of her cleavage.
Was that Pam? Pam?
No, it was Pat.
Oh, Pat.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you brought up Pam.
I'm sorry. You know, we both have a Pam in our past. You were driving the Subaru, right? And I was driving the Volvo. The Volvo, I like to call it.
Right.
That'd be a strange misconnection to know that much life history about each other.
Well, I think I'm going to get more into misconnections.
I think we should. I think we should read them. We should find them and, you know.
So this is the question I have for you. When you scope out misconnections for misconnections that people have written about you.
Yeah.
What is the one search word that you're going to use?
You
can't read them all.
No. I would probably thin them out, you know, with a killer smile, power bottom, you know.
I saw you walking on the street. And
you were walking backwards. I could tell.
You were walking with your ass in the air. You're doing a modified,
pirouette.
What? It wouldn't be crab walk.
No. No, much more graceful than that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
no. That's like a special bottom.
So what else today? What else? We're trying to get haircuts. What did you... You said you're trying to get to the beach today.
So we're leaving work at 2. Somehow,
right.
Magically, our boss...
Auto-magically.
I don't know what happened, but he... and was so nice and just letting us leave at 2. But I need to leave here for the beach because of the traffic.
Yeah.
Actually, it probably ended up being horrific traffic anyway. So I have 2 hours to get back to the city, get my hair cut, prepare my, you know, iPod playlist with, you know, 80s songs.
And by iPod, you mean your butt for the beach.
And by 80s songs, I mean female condoms. And it's plural. Because
and all of this has to happen in a very...
It's going
to
be like a space shuttle launch, basically. There's going
to
be all these...
Down to the wire.
Yeah.
We might have to cancel, you know, due to weather. If there's any fog, the traffic in D.C. will grid to a halt, because that's...
Right. Driving to D.C., if there's...
Any
a gripping story at NPR, people slow down to 20 miles an hour. That's how it works here.
Yeah.
Before...
oh, my goodness.
Pretty jumpy.
Well, here we are, reaching the end of our morning commute.
And I'm about to run over a throng of tourists downtown.
That would be satisfying.
On K Street. So we will catch up with you later.
Ciao.
Wish us luck.